Tell me about your Wake Up.
Wake Up.
How you got it started? What some of your campaigns were?
Well, when we first went out, it was the first day when I called a press conference for Brian Cram to come over to Booker. Instead of Brian Cram showing up at Booker, that was myself, my husband, my son, his wife. It was four.
Okay.
My son, his wife, and myself and my husband. Mm-hmm. We was going, and the news media, we met at Booker on the south side of Booker, where the little kids' classrooms was. And I had told Brian Cram that I wanted to meet him there, him to meet us there. Mm-hmm. And instead of him showing up, they wrote it in the paper. I got the paper somewhere in some of those boxes.
Okay.
Instead of him showing up, they said Brian Cram sent the police and Ray Willis. So Ray Willis is the spokesperson now. And when we did the interview, and I talked about the school district so bad and what had happened, that's when this little paper where it say those demands...
Yes.
That I went to the school district.
Uh-huh.
The next week, when the school board had the board meeting, that's when I went out there with 18 black women. And we sat there. Yvonne Axton Gates was on the board. We sat there all, oh my God, they filibustered for at least 3 hours after they had got through with the board meeting. They were just talking about anything. We still sitting there, being patient, because we didn't know how the board operated
okay.
and all this stuff, right? So finally, Lois Tarkenian, I do believe it was Lois Tarkenian, because she was the president of the board at that time. She looked over there at us. All the employees had gone on home. Nobody sitting in there but 18 big black women and my son with a video on. And Lois said, did you folks want something? Did you come out here for something? She said, we didn't see you. And I jumped up when she said she didn't see us. I said, what the hell do you mean you didn't see us? 18 big black women sitting here all night long and you didn't see us and it's midnight? I just went crazy. I started screaming. I started hollering. And I haven't stopped hollering since. I've been screaming and hollering ever since.
Yeah.
Because when that woman looked at us and said that they had not seen us, and when I went to that podium and told them why we was out there and what had happened to my son on that school bus, and I said, we're not taking in no more, and you're going to get them off of those buses, you're going to close these sixth grade centers down, and you're going to bring our children home. I said, these are our schools, and we want them back. And that's the way we got it started. And I put them demands on them. I started reading them off, one by one, what we wanted. And then we called that big church meeting at Grace Emanuel. And we had standing room only. They was all outside everywhere. And I invited the mayors, the city councilmen, the county commissioners. We was grassroots. We didn't know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just grasping for straws. I knew I had to do something.
Okay.
We had to get those kids off of those buses and back in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had all those people up in there, and I had sent letters out to, and they came. I guess they were wondering, who is this woman? Where did she come from?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew me because I'd been gone, and I never was a street person. I never did go to bars or clubs or nothing, didn't drink and didn't hang in the streets and stuff like that. So really didn't nobody know me but the neighborhood folks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to, when we had the meeting, and we had Brian Cram to come up, he was on the stage, C. Stram, who was the mayor of Las Vegas,
uh-huh.
He was there. He came up. I told all of you folks who was invited by letters, please come up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because we got to talk tonight. And Chester Richardson, I don't know whether you remember him, but Chester Richardson was a little preacher around. He died a few years ago while I was in Mississippi. But he said when he walked in the church house that night and he looked up, he said, I saw this tall, beautiful, gorgeous woman. Saying I heard coming out of her mouth like a lion. Say she says, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. He said, I'll never forget what I saw you, Bartet. He said, you were standing there in that red dress. He said, when you said you were sick and tired of being sick and tired and you was going to bring our kids home, say, so he said, whoa, something woke up here in Las Vegas. We had Wendell P. Williams. Mm-hmm. So Wendell said, Marzette, if you try what you're trying, what you're getting ready to do, what you're threatening these folks with, and if it doesn't work, what you going to do? I said, hell, I can't get no further in the sand than I'm already am. I said, so what they going to do to us, shoot us? All they can do is say, well, we can't do it, whatever. I said, but I guarantee you, Wanda, this is going to work. When I get through wearing them down, this is going to work because I know how to work on somebody's nerves. You can ask them in there. I know how to work on some nerves. I was so mad that night, and Angela Rodriguez had sent another girl to do the feminine for okay. Channel 13.
Okay.
I think it was Channel 13. Because they were the one who really broke the story.
Okay.
And this little girl came up to me after the meeting, because all these folks was in there and the media was there and they had gone on after we stayed in there about 3 hours and we was fighting backwards and forwards. Senator Neal, he was in there and he said 30 years is too long. They've been mm-hmm. on these buses. Mm-hmm. We got to do something. This community has spoken and they've spoken loud.
Okay.
And we got to listen. So when the meeting was over and we was packing up, getting ready to leave, this little girl came up to me. He said, ma'am, she said, can I have that paper, what you have? I said, well, can I get it back? She said, yes, ma'am. She said, I just want to take it to the station. And she took it to the station, and Angela Rodriguez got a hold to it. And Angela Rodriguez went to work on that story. And when she got through, she followed us all the way through with Wake Up, even when I think when we had incorporated Wake Up, she was there. When we called a boycott school, because they had said that they had done everything for me they had asked, and I still filed a due process on them about John, because they had him all the way out there in Kirk Adams.
Oh, okay.
And when they put him in Kirk Adams, and every time, for the fifth day, the sixth day, that he went to get on that bus, when I run him out the door to put him on the bus, he just fell back up in my arm. He didn't want to get on that bus. And now they had this little handicapped bus, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Had special ed out there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't want to get on that bus. And I said, John, what's the matter? I said, you've been wanting to go to school. I said, how come you don't want to go to school tomorrow? He said, no, Mama, no. No, Mama, no. And sure enough, I got up on the bus. And I looked. And I saw why he didn't want to be on the bus. They had 12, I counted them. There was 12 Hispanic kids on there. They couldn't speak English. And he couldn't speak Spanish.
Okay.
So he didn't know what they were saying. And he was scared to death of those Hispanic kids. Now, I have to tell the truth where it is, because this is a little six-year-old child going to first grade. He was scared to death. Plus, he had issues. He had all these mental and emotional issues and on medication and stuff. So I said, well, I'm not going to put my baby back on this bus. He can't, So I took him off the bus. And I said, I went and called Brian Graham. I said, put Brian Graham on the phone. Get him. I said, Graham, I said, you got to do something. I said, because John can't go back out to Kirk Adams. He said, Marzette, what's wrong out to Kirk Adams? I said, I don't know, but that bus is nothing but Hispanic kids on it, and John won't get on it. I said, I'm not going to take John to school every day when the school district is getting my taxpayers' money, and y'all busing them. I said, I done told you we want these kids at home. So now Brian Cram got to go find me another school. So now he finds Eisenberg Carey, which is way up here somewhere in past something. but it was in the Northwest. And these two little schools, twin schools. So I went up there, and I got all three of them. They had special ed, and two of these kids were special ed kids. Okay. Uh-huh. One of them wasn't. Mm-hmm. But they got all three of them. I said, I want them all to go to the same school.
That's good.